Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're really diving into something that I think a lot of us think about, especially if you're, working online, building a business, building a presence. It's this idea of like, okay, how much do I invest in these big platforms versus how much do I try to like carve out my own little corner of the internet? And own that space. And I think we've all had that moment where, you put hours into a post or video, you think it's going to be the one, and then the algorithm's like, nope. Or, God forbid the platform goes down. We've seen that happen. And suddenly, like, all your eggs are in this one basket that's got holes in it. So to help us navigate this, minefield of,
Digital sharecropping, I guess.
There you go.
we're talking to Darcy Ogundaga. And this isn't just some, no offense to other media gurus, but this is a guy who advises like some serious heavy hitters. Like we're talking Bill Winston, Miles Monroe, TD Jakes.
That's right.
These are people with huge platforms, and his message is pretty stark, I think. Like he says, social media is rented land.
That's right.
And as somebody who, has rented an apartment or two in my day, there are limits,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
You can't just like knock down walls and, rebuild the kitchen the way you want.
You can't get, if you got 1 million followers on Instagram, that's great,
But
but
it's their Instagram.
it is not yours. You're at the mercy of so many factors that are totally outside of your control.
Like we talked about outages, but also, they tweak that algorithm every other week, it feels like.
All the time.
And suddenly, like, you're not reaching the people that you were reaching before.
And so it's like you wake up one day and your reach is half of what it was, or you just can't do, the things that you were able to do before.
And so it's like, so what's the answer? Do we all just like retreat to the woods and like, live off the land and
Become digital hermits? Yeah, no, I mean, that's certainly an option. But I think what Ogundaga is saying is, you don't have to abandon social media entirely, but think of it more as like your outpost, as opposed to like your main base of operations.
I like that. So it's like it's a tool in the tool belt, but it's not the whole shed.
And he uses this phrase, digital life goat.
Okay, a lifeboat. All right, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so
I'm already putting on my life vest
that's it.
to
That's it. Yeah, just in case, the mothership goes down, you got your emergency raft ready to go.
Okay, so how do we build this lifeboat? What does that even look like?
Yeah, well, let's say you're a musician. Spotify, Apple Music, these are great platforms to get your music out there, right? But what if Spotify changes its payout structure? Or your style of music just falls out of favor with their algorithm?
You're kind of stuck,
You're stuck. So this is where having your own platform comes in. Your website, your email list, maybe you have a membership site, you can release your music directly to your fans. You set the price,
You're not waiting for like, Spotify to cut you a check for like, half a cent or whatever. You're like, no, this is, I'm selling this directly.
And you're building those direct relationships, which is something that, the algorithms can't
Okay, so
touch.
you're not just like hoping that Spotify picks up your song for their, Discover Weekly playlist.
There.
You're like, I got my people. I can reach them directly.
And Ogundaga, this is what he does. He leverages social media for sure, but it's all about driving people to his website, Reformation Leadership, which is where he has his private community, his courses, like.
That's where he can really go deep, right? Because like a tweet is only so long, an Instagram
Instantly
post,
limited, yeah.
but on his own, on his home turf, he can,
He can do whatever he wants. He can go as deep as he wants. He can charge what he wants.
Set the rules, exactly. And I think that's a key distinction, because I feel like there's a difference between having a platform and owning a platform.
100%.
And he even puts a number on this,
He does.
right? He says, you could have 1 million followers on social media, but if you have 100,000 people in your ecosystem, that's where the real power is. That number really jumped out at me.
I think it's, well, one, it's a very specific number. But I also think it represents this idea that, it's not about just chasing, you know, vanity metrics like followers and likes.
Right.
It's about building a real community of people who are invested in what you're doing.
They've raised their hand. They've said, I'm interested. I'm in.
That's right. Like, they've given you their email address. They're opening your emails.
Oh, yeah.
They're engaging with your content on your website. Like, that's a whole different level of engagement.
So it's not even just about having like a website that's just sort of like a digital business card.
Right.
It's got to be like a living, breathing, you know, ecosystem.
You got to be a hub.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your community. Yeah.
Where people can connect with you, can connect with each other.
Exactly.
And yeah, so it's more than just like, here's my website. Contact me if you want to work with me. It's it's giving them a reason to stick around.
Right.
And to engage and to become part of that community.
Yeah. You want them to want to be there.
Right.
And I think that's a really important distinction.
And when he says unique, I mean, are we talking like, I don't know, behind the scenes videos, or like, what kind of stuff are we talking about here?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on your niche, right?
Sure.
But Ogundaga actually gives this really interesting example of a guy named Jimmy Evans.
Okay.
Who runs this platform called End Times.
Okay.
Now, full disclosure, this is religious content.
Yeah.
It may not be for everybody, but stick with me here.
Okay.
Because the way he's gone about building this platform is really, really interesting.
Right.
So he's cultivated this community of over 800,000 subscribers.
Wow.
Who actually pay for access to his content.
Okay.
So this is like deeper dives. He has journalists on the ground in the Middle East.
Wow.
Reporting on, you know, end times prophecy and all this kind of stuff.
Okay. So it's very niche. But he's serving that niche.
He's serving that niche really well.
And they're willing to pay.
Right. Because he's providing them with something.
Right. He's not just giving it away for free.
Exactly. And he's built this whole media empire.
Right. Like, he's not beholden to advertisers. He's not beholden to, you know, the Facebook algorithm.
Exactly. He's built something that is sustainable. It's resilient.
Right. And that's what I think is so key here, because... Mm. You know, we've all seen what happens when you build your house on rented land, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, the landlord can come in and change the locks or raise the rent.
Exactly.
Or just decide to, you know, tear the whole building down.
Yep. And then you're left with nothing.
And I think that's the fear, right? And that's what Ogundaga is really, I think, trying to get us to think about. It's like, don't wait until it's too late.
100%. Yeah. Build that foundation now.
Build that lifeboat, because you never know when you might need it.
Exactly.
So as we're, you know, kind of like, you know, hammering together these digital lifeboats.
Right.
What are some of the tools? What are some of the, you know, the planks of wood, so to speak, that Ogundaga recommends?
Yeah, well, he actually has a three-pronged approach.
Okay.
Which I think is really interesting.
Three prongs. All right, let's hear it.
So prong number one.
Okay.
The podcast.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. He's a huge advocate for podcasting.
Yeah.
As a direct distribution channel.
Which makes sense. I mean, everybody and their mother has a podcast these days.
Yeah, but for good reason.
Right.
It's a way to speak directly to your audience.
Oh, okay.
Bypass those social media gatekeepers.
No algorithms deciding who gets to hear your dulcet tones.
Exactly. It's just you and your microphone.
Okay. I like it. All right. So podcasting, check. What's prong number two?
This is where it gets really interesting.
Okay. Hit me.
Building a private community.
Ooh, private community.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this could be an email list. It could be a membership site. It could be a dedicated app. Like, there are so many different ways to build a private community.
So this is where that 100,000 number comes into play, right?
Exactly. Yeah. This is about building that core group of dedicated followers.
Okay. And what kinds of things are we doing in this private community?
Well, I mean, the sky's the limit, but you know, imagine, let's say you're a writer.
Okay.
You could host exclusive Q&As on your website. Just for your email subscribers.
Oh.
You could offer early access to your latest book.
I like it.
To members of your, you know, membership site.
So it's like that VIP experience.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about cultivating those deeper connections.
Okay. I'm sold. Like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because you're building those relationships.
Yep.
You're offering something that they can't get anywhere else.
Exactly.
So it's not just about, like, you know, the content. It's about the community.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've got podcasting. We've got private community.
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, the elephant in the room?
Right.
Social media. Are we just like, are we throwing the baby out with the bathwater here?
I wouldn't say we're throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Okay.
But we're definitely putting the baby in a different bathtub.
Okay. I like that analogy. All right.
Yeah. So this is prong number three.
Okay.
Use social media strategically
okay.
to drive people to those other two platforms.
So it's less about building a massive following on Instagram
right.
and more about using it as a bridge to your own world.
100%.
Okay.
Think of it as a funnel. You're using social media to kind of like capture people's attention.
Right.
And then you're funneling them down to your website, your podcast, your community,
okay.
where you have more control.
So it's like dropping breadcrumbs back to your own little corner of the internet.
Exactly.
So it's not that we're abandoning social media.
No.
But we're being a lot more intentional.
Intentional is the key word.
Okay.
You don't want to just be at the whim of these algorithms.
Right.
You want to be in control of your destiny.
You know, this all reminds me of something Ogun Daga said. He said, stop borrowing someone else's audience and build your own.
Ooh, I like that.
Stop borrowing someone else's audience and build your own. And it's funny, you know, you mentioned the algorithm thing. It reminded me, I don't know, it was like maybe a year or two ago, but I had this video.
Yeah.
I was like, this is it. This is the viral one. You know, put a lot of time into it.
Right.
Crickets, like nothing.
Wow.
And then, I don't know, I sent an email to my email list, like, totally different topic.
Yeah.
Just like a random thought, and people loved it.
Isn't that funny how that works?
It's like, it's that direct connection, right?
It is. It's so funny how often
yeah.
we think we know what's going to work,
and
then the algorithm's like, nope. Or like our audience is like, actually, we want this other thing.
Yeah, like, surprise, we wanted to hear about, you know, that thing you were talking about 6 months ago.
Right, exactly.
That's what we're really interested in.
Yeah, so it's like
yeah.
that direct line, that ability to just for people to hear from you when you want them to hear from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's so key.
And that's really what Ogun Daga is talking about.
Right.
It's like you can't just be at the mercy of these algorithms.
Right.
Hoping and praying that they're going to, you know, show your stuff to the right people.
So we've got to be building these other channels, these other avenues. And he actually gives a really, like, I don't know, it's a simple framework.
Yeah.
But it's a really effective one.
Yeah.
He's got this three-pronged approach.
He does. He does.
Okay. Three prongs. This sounds serious.
It is. It's very strategic.
Lay it on me.
Okay. So prong number one.
Okay.
The podcast.
The podcast?
He is a huge advocate for podcasting as a direct distribution channel.
Yeah. Which makes sense. I mean, like, everybody's listening to podcasts these days.
Everybody. It's like
yeah.
the new radio.
It is.
It like, absolutely is.
Okay. So podcasting. Check. Yeah. What's prong number two?
All right. This is where it gets really juicy.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Building a private community.
A private community. Okay.
Yes.
Now, we touched on this a little bit earlier.
We did.
But I think it's worth digging a little deeper.
Absolutely.
So what does he mean by that?
So when he says private community, this could be an email list.
Okay.
It could be a membership site. You know, those are kind of the two most common.
Right, right.
But it could even be like a dedicated app.
Oh, interesting.
Like if you're really fancy.
Okay.
You can have your own app.
So this is where that 100,000 number comes into play, right?
This is it. This is building that
yeah.
cool group of people.
All right. So I've got my private community.
Yeah.
I've got my 100,000 super fans. What am I doing with them?
Okay. So many things.
Okay.
But let's say you're a writer.
Okay.
You could host exclusive Q&As on your website.
Okay.
Just for your email subscribers.
I like it.
You could offer early access to your latest book.
Okay.
To members of your membership site.
So it's like you're giving them that VIP experience.
It's all about that VIP experience. And it's about cultivating a different level of relationship.
Because they're not just, you know, passively liking something on Instagram.
Exactly.
They're like, they're raising their hand and saying,
you're invested.
I'm in. I want more.
100%.
I'm willing to, you know, pay for this, or I'm willing to, you know, give you my email address, which, let's be honest, that's like.
That's gold.
That's currency these days.
It's more valuable than gold.
Okay, so we've got the podcast. We've got the private community.
Yes.
What about, you know, social media?
Right.
Are we just throwing in the towel on that?
I wouldn't say we're throwing in the towel.
Okay.
But we're definitely, you know,
okay,
rethinking the game plan.
Okay. All right. I like it.
So this is prong number three.
Okay.
Use social media strategically.
Okay.
To drive people.
Okay.
To those other two platforms.
So it's less about building a massive following on Instagram.
Right.
And more about using it as like a bridge.
100%.
Okay.
Think of it as a funnel.
Okay.
You're using social media to kind of like capture people's attention.
Right.
And then you're funneling them down.
Right.
To your website, to your podcast, to your community.
Okay. So it's like those little, you know, like link in bio or whatever. Yeah, you see that all the time.
Yeah, click the link in bio to learn more. Yeah.
It's like you're giving them a little taste.
Exactly.
And then you're saying, if you want the full meal,
come on over here.
This is where you gotta go.
Exactly.
Exactly. I like it. Okay, so we're not abandoning social media, but we're being a lot more intentional about it.
Intentional is the key word.
Okay.
You don't want to just be, you know, beholden to these algorithms.
Right.
You want to be in the driver's seat.
You know, this reminds me of something Ogundaga said. He said, stop borrowing someone else's audience and build your own.
Ooh, I like that.
And it really stuck with me because it's so true.
It is.
It's so true, right? Like, we're putting in all this work to build on someone else's turf.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're building a house on sand.
Exactly. But, and then the tide comes in and you're like, wait a minute, I thought I had this figured out.
Exactly. And Ogundaga, he's all about shifting your mindset from those short-term gains to long-term sustainability.
Okay, so less about chasing those likes, more about building something real.
100%. You want to cultivate a community. You want people to be invested in you and your work for the long haul.
And I feel like that just feels so much more powerful, you know, like no matter what happens with the algorithms or, you know, even if a platform goes belly up, you've still got that core community.
Right. Absolutely. It's about having that ownership, that freedom to create and connect on your terms without having to worry about someone changing the rules of the game overnight.
It's like you're finally in the driver's seat.
Exactly.
So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive here.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You know, imagine your favorite social media platform.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oof, gone tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Would you still be able to reach the people you want to reach?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's really what Ogundaga wants us all to be thinking about.
Because if the answer is no,
yeah,
then it's time to start building those bridges, right?
100%.
It's time to start that email list, build that website, find those ways to connect directly.
Absolutely. Take control of your own destiny. Don't wait for someone else to hand it to you.
Love it. Well, on that note, thanks for diving deep with us.
My pleasure. Always fun to chat with you.
And to everyone listening, you know, take this to heart. Start building those lifeboats because the digital seas can get rough out there.
You got this.
We'll catch you in the next deep dive.